to the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Liza, and we're recapping an experience we just had at the Circles of Life Conference in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. We were graciously asked to be part of a panel of family caregivers who are wanting to talk about and spread a mission on increasing more awareness about the importance of self-care. So we were given a series of questions that different panel members answered, and we're going through those now on air because we thought the conversation was so cool, we thought it would be great to share it with our listeners. Liza, my question for you now is to ask you about how you think any of the cultural messages we've received impacted you and your journey of self-care.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, there's such an expectation put on mothers to handle everything, yep. right? And so I know that caregiving disproportionately impacts women. And so that's a big part of it. It feels like if you're not doing it right, you're failing. Well, I guess, first of all, what does doing it right, right. even mean? You know, so I don't want to say it's a lowering your standards, but mm-hmm. it's being realistic. It's just, does it have to be losing the perfectionism?
Yeah,
definitely has to go.
Right. And the supermom. And it's funny because I don't really know where I got these supermom cultural messages, but I did, because I would even, my self-talk was even, you know, this isn't possible, but yes, it is for me. I can do it. I'm amazing. I stand out. I go above and beyond. And it's like my ego just kept taking over and thinking that I could do things that nobody can do in terms of the amount of time that it would take or the amount of emotional energy. And I just don't understand where that got distorted in my head, you know, that somehow I thought I was going to be better and bigger and more aware. But at the same time, I became a complete victim to the cultural messages.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And I know that there's a lot of, you know, impact on your cultural background throughout caregiving. Sure. The Latino community, for example, it's very much given that this is something that you do, care for your elders. Mm-hmm. So we've had past conversations about the cultural impacts of caregiving, and it's definitely out there. And I think people are beginning to see that this is unrealistic, mm-hmm. and the supermom idea is not even unrealistic, but, you know, not
dangerous,
not healthy. Why would you do that to yourself? And I think we're both guilty, and we both kind of try to hold ourselves accountable because we haven't mastered that.
No, we haven't mastered it. We're still sometimes trying to be perfectionists, and we get disappointed if we make a mistake or flub up, and we have to remember that we're human too, and it's okay. And people actually sometimes like you better or are gravitated towards you when you are human and make mistakes and make yourself vulnerable. So I try to remind myself of that. An observation I had, that going off on a tangent a little bit though, is that it was really interesting to see more men at this conference. Mm. And so I really appreciate the fact that I know in my household, it's really been a battle of cultural messages. Stefan and I both think that we're pretty liberal, progressive, easygoing folks, but we really were kind of indoctrinated with the man is the, you know, primary wage earner and the woman is the primary caregiver. And that didn't work out for us because I had the job that had more stability, had all the benefits. And so we flip-flopped these roles, and it took a toll for a while. And we really kept challenging each other and ourselves. And why are we so hung up in this cultural picture of what it's supposed to be rather than what it's working for us? And how do we take our strengths and not really make it a gender-fied thing, but make it like Stefan's really good at the cooking and he's really good at the fixing things. I'm really good at the appointments. I'm really good at the like listening and problem solving, you know? So we are shifting, but it's taken a long time to really looking at strengths and weaknesses rather than male and female. So,
right. Yeah. You kind of have to take that approach of divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember approaching my husband about wanting to do a caregiver show, and he was just like, what does that mean? Like,
I remember you telling me
to talk about, you know, and he so didn't get it. And then I'm like, what I want to talk about is how I put my career on hold, how I'm an Uber driver all day.
Mm-hmm. Unpaid
Uber driver all day, and just the emails and the responsibilities. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal of every day of my life.
Right.
And I'm not the only one. I mean, one in five people are caregivers or will be caregivers. So I think it's important to have these conversations because you don't want to end up in a psych ward. You don't end up
in a divorce
or, you know, on antidepressants. If you can make changes beforehand, I'm not dissing them. They help people.
Right.
But if you can make those changes beforehand, so you don't end up in this place.
Right. And I think that was really insightful today as we kind of pondered and discussed a little bit about what are some of the obstacles that have gotten in the way of us starting the self-care. Mm. And, you know, some of us, it was the cultural messages, others, it was a sense of just like, I'm going to have to do more in terms of taking self-care. And so one of the panelists described it as not necessarily adding more to your day, but changing the way you think. And I thought she really articulated it great. She said, it's not self-care, it's caring for self.
Right.
You know, I thought that was really powerful. And so I just like want to say that again, right? It's not necessarily have to be about self-care, because self-care does bring up all these images of bubble baths and massage and champagne and girls' weekends. And those are all fine and dandy. Yeah. And I love them. Don't get me wrong. But I also think really focusing on a mindset where I'm going to care for myself, just like I'm going to care for everybody else, because I'm just as important.
Yeah. You touched on a great topic, and I would love to talk about it more when we come back from break, because that was my biggest takeaway from this self-care panel, is just learning to love and respect yourself and giving yourself the permission to be worthy of doing things that are meaningful and important to you. You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. We'll be back after this short break.